Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. I'm over at Heritage Jays here in Montevideo on a beautiful Friday. Just want to encourage people to come on over to Heritage Jays just outside of Montevideo. Dustin Johnson's with me on the board right?
No, I've gotten off the board now this year. No longer on the board, so there's other people handling those duties. But I'm still here with my corn sheller display.
Yeah, you have a little buddy here doing some corn shelling. What's he using there?
Yep, he's got a small little hand crank corn sheller here that he's putting some corn through and learning how that works. And then he's going to go on a tractor ride in the parade here after a little bit.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Heritage Jays.
So Heritage Days, this is the second year now that we've had it in June on Father's Day weekend. It's, the show is Friday and Saturday, so 2 days out here.
Okay.
We had a few events on Thursday, a tractor drive, and then a band in the evening. So we've got lots of exhibits, gas engines, corn shellers here, of course, tractors, steam engines, all around the grounds. Tonight there'll be a band, and then tomorrow night there'll be garden tractor pull and a large tractor pull in the evening to wrap up the show.
Okay. People from all around, not just Minnesota, but all around the country come here.
Yeah, from the surrounding states, there's a lot from different parts of Minnesota.
Yeah. What do we got next to us here? What's over here, Dustin?
We've got another gas engine display. These folks, I think, are first-time exhibitors here at the show. They came from up in the Painesville area and brought their engines.
Awesome. And I understand there's some other unique first-time things here I saw on your programming. Some tractor that was dug up in Nebraska or something. You know anything about that?
I don't know a lot of details on that, but, yeah, there's a couple new tractors here that haven't been at the show before.
Yeah. People really like to restore the old farm machinery, don't they?
Yeah, some of them are into it, and they get it all fixed back up and looking even better than when it was new sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear in the background a lot of gas engines going.
Yes, the gas engine display has expanded some since previous years.
Talk a little bit about your display here. How long have you been doing this stuff?
Well, I've been here about 22 years now, I think. Oh, wow. I was pretty small when I started with this with one or two corn shellers, and now I've got about a dozen hand grain corn shellers and one gas engine to run a few of them.
Where do you find these corn shellers?
To start with, I had a neighbor who kind of got me involved, and he knew where to get them from and knew I was interested and got a few that way. And then over the years, people just know I like to collect them.
Okay. And you got any unique one? What's your oldest one you have here on display?
I have a wooden one here that's a two-hole sheller, so you can put 2 ears of corn through it at one time. That one, it's made out of wood, so that's the oldest one.
Oh, okay.
That I have, running with a gas engine.
Okay. I know every year you put me to work here. It's an annual visit with you, and I've always enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you and have you shell some of the corn and take a little burden off of me for a few minutes.
Okay. All right, well, enjoy your time here at Heritage Days, Dustin.
I will, thank you. Thanks for being out here today.
You bet. Dustin Johnson from Dawson. And stop by his visit. Tell our people where you're located at, on the grounds here.
I'm kind of up towards the top of the hill, right next to the toy building.
Okay. All right, stop by and say hi and tell them you heard him on the radio. Make him a radio star. So, and what's your name here? We got a little help here. What's your name?
I'm Ambrose Thomas Lawson.
Okay.
And now I'm home full because I have my second birthday.
Oh, okay. Are you enjoying the corn here?
Yep.
Well, show us how you do this again. What do you do? Tell us what you do.
We put a... Sometimes we do that and put that over right there. And then we put that in. And then I do...
Wow, that's pretty cool. You take your arm and you got to crank that corn, huh? Takes the kernels right off, huh?
Yeah.
You like doing that?
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes it gets stuck so you kill back up.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Well, look how clean the cob is. You did a great job with that. You like doing that?
Sometimes I
just
do this.
Okay. All right. And so come on over to Heritage Jays here in Montevideo. Runs today and tomorrow.